T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Been in going Roberts, of course. We're live here from George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Our second day, of course, with the Yankees. And joining us right now is a guy who hit a home run today in the spring training game, Tyler Wade. Tyler, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How you guys doing?
Great having
you.
You
didn't just hit a home run. It was a bomb. I mean, how many feet was that? Did you get a total yet on that one?
I haven't, no. But felt good for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
When we think of you now, Tyler, you're Mr. Everything. You could play everywhere. I think that's going to be an important role on this team. Where do you feel most comfortable position-wise right now?
It doesn't matter, man, to be honest with you. I've been doing this for, I want to say, since 2015. So it's been some time, 5 years now, and there's not really a position on the field where I feel uncomfortable. But shortstop and second base are obviously home for me. But you can throw me in center, left, right, third. It don't really matter.
Now, how is it? I mean, you say, you know, shortstop at second, and you look at the two guys that are playing there. You got Gleyber there. You got DJ LeMahieu there. So it's tough. I mean, and this is a loaded team, and trying to, you know, crack the lineup here is difficult. How is that? How do you go about handling that and being ready for when you get your shot?
I mean, we're the best team in the world, man. So it's an honor for me, and it's a blessing for me to even step on that field. So I want to win a championship here, so it's – If I can give Gleyber a day off, if I can give DJ a day off, Gio, whoever's in left, center, or right, I'm all for that. You know, I'm young in my career, and who knows where I'll be. But as of now, man, I'm just going to keep balling out, doing my thing, and then hopefully force my way into that lineup somewhere.
Well, last year, everybody got hurt, and so guys needed to step up. We've talked a lot about this, how the Yankees won 103 games with everybody hurt. And it was guys stepping up, and you had your moment of stepping up and performed the best you've had at the major league level. What clicked for you that led to that success that you had a little bit last year?
You know, when I got sent down, I took it personally, and I took it more for me to get better. And I sat down, and I had a conversation with myself. It sounds weird, but I was like, hey, man, like, this year's kind of crazy with everything's going on, so make sure when you're down here to really work on your craft and get better and not feel bad for yourself, because I felt like this was the time for me to do my thing. So I really went to work, and then short time after that, I was ready, and my number was called, and I started playing every day. So for me, it was just the repetitions. That was the first time in parts of 3 years since 2017 where I actually got to play every day, where I showed up to the ballpark, and I knew my name was going to be in the lineup. So for me, just getting in my rhythm and getting back to who Tyler Wade is, because whoever Tyler Wade is, he's a really good player, and I'm just trusting that and just rolling with it.
Being surrounded by all the players that are on this team, because I know, like, that, you know, I love to play golf. When I play golf with somebody that really can play golf, I always notice I play better. I mean, it keeps me – I'm more focused because, you know, these guys actually know what they're doing, and it forces you – you know, you don't want to embarrass yourself, you know, in my case. But, I mean, how about that? Does that make you focus even more?
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. So the other day I was on the backfield with one of our coordinators who was a coach of mine when I was first drafted. His name's Mario. And I was like, you know, it's crazy looking at everybody, like Judgy, Severino, Miggy. It's like – when we were in Charleston, I mean, we had guys behind us wanting to take our job, you know? So, like, the whole prospect thing back then was like, hey, man, like, we got to get our stuff together here or we're going to get our jobs taken. So I felt like that intensity was instilled in us all the way from when I was 19 years old. So having that now at the big league level, and you got Brett Gardner, you got Giancarlo Stanton, obviously Aaron Judge came into his own. Just having all these different guys you can kind of feed off of, man, it's just you don't want to look bad, and you just – yeah, I feel like everyone comes to the ballpark every single day, and they want to compete and challenge each other. And I think that's a brotherhood, and no one takes it personally. And I actually told Booney the other day, I was like, man, the vibe right now is just – it's unbelievable. Like, coming in, me and Gleyber taking ground balls at short, we're challenging each other. And
I think
that's something that's very exciting as a fan of baseball, especially sure. being on this team, man, because we have such a good team, and I'm looking forward to the season for sure.
Is the vibe different? You've been at plenty of Yankee spring trainings. I mean, you've had some great success at spring training. I mean, you've hit like 330, it seems, every year in spring training. Do you sense a different vibe this year as compared to past years that you've been here?
I just feel like we're hungry, man. I just feel, obviously, we've come up short the last couple of years in the playoffs, and I think we realize, adding Garrett Cole, having Brett Gardner coming back, we have something special here, and I think we realize that, and we're trying to capture the moment and just really take advantage of what we got. And I think just the intensity of everybody, it's contagious, man, to be honest with you, because I'm getting here, it's 7 in the morning, I'm like, man, I'm tired. And then once I see guys in the cage doing all the work, sweating already, I see Luke Voigt. I came in today at 7:45, and he's already drenched in sweat. And I'm like, man, that fires me up, you know? So right. just seeing stuff like that, and definitely rubs off on the younger guys coming up as well.
How about playing in New York? How do you like it here?
Bro, I was a Yankee fan growing up. So that, for me, it still hasn't even hit me, you know? Like,
right,
that's crazy
right,
for me.
Right.
But just the atmosphere, it's crazy. Every single day, it's like a playoff game. There's 40,000 people there screaming. So that's the big leagues for me.
Now, I believe you grew up as a Yankee fan, because I think most of America are Yankee fans, I've learned. Like, most guys in the major leagues grew up as Yankee
fans. Well, there's a story behind it. I wasn't just a Yankee fan.
Oh, what's the story? I'm curious.
I went to Yankee Stadium when I was, I want to say 10 years old, the old Yankee Stadium, obviously.
Right. Yep.
I played in that Cooperstown tournament, and mm-hmm. our travel ball team, somehow, I don't know how this happened, we got a tour of the whole Yankee Stadium. We saw Monument Park, all mm-hmm. of it, and I remember sitting up in the nosebleeds, man, and the first thing I saw was Derek do his jump throw, and I was like, man, I love this place. And that's how I became a Yankee fan.
So was Jeter your guy then? Did he instantly become your favorite?
Oh, obviously. I mean, being a shortstop growing up, him and Tulo were my
Oh, really? Okay.
And you got to play with Tulo.
How about that? I never told him, but it was a little crazy for me. There's a story. So we were playing, I think it was 2017. We were in New York, and Tulo was playing. And I didn't want to say anything, so I was like, dude, I gotta say something, right? And so I kind of gave him like a little tap on the butt. I'm like, what's up, Tulo? How you doing? Nothing. I got nothing. And I told him that last spring training. He's like, man, I was just trying to intimidate you a little bit. I knew you were a rookie, but he's an awesome dude.
Yeah. Tyler Wade, of course, with us here with the Yankees. Big season for you guys. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you're the prohibitive favorite going into this season. I don't even know who the second team is. Maybe Houston still. I don't know. But how about that? How about, you know, being that team that is the team and what that means, you know, going into the season?
We love it, man. I mean, that just goes to show how many great players we have in our room, and kind of touch up on what you guys said. Last year, we had so many guys go down, and it actually showed how much depth we really have and how much guys have stepped up. So just coming into this year, I think we're just super excited and embracing the fact that we are the best team in baseball, and we're going to go out there and play like we're the baddest dudes on the field, you know?
Do you feel right now, we got 26-man roster now, they added the roster spot, do you feel you are on this team come opening day?
Mentally, I take that every day. Even every camp, I'm trying to take someone's job, you
right.
know? Like, that's mm-hmm. all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help this team win. And I'm never complacent, but mentally I'm trying to get there, you know. I don't want to, like, say I'm on the team, you know, because I'm not. But I have to strive every single day and get ready like I am, because I believe I'm going to be a big part of this World Series run.
You know, at the end of the day, when you're done playing baseball, you could be doing this. I'm going to tell you right now. You got a little juice here, Tyler.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. No, you got a little something going here, man.
Perfect. Well, I'm passionate. You guys keep asking me good questions.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, no, I'm passionate. Where are you from? It. I should know. I don't.
Southern California.
Oh, well. There you go. California. LA guy.
I grew up like 2.5 hours south of there. It's called Murrieta.
Okay. Oh, okay. Was that more towards like San Diego, that area?
Yeah, it's like right in the middle. So it's like San Diego's here, LA's right. here, and I'm dead smack in the center
right.
in the valley. So
right.
small town, but I live in Newport Beach now.
You're like, beautiful.
You like New York better than California?
Of course. I feel like it's funny.
Gotta say that.
It's actually funny. I've
you
always
don't like the weather though, right? I mean,
hell no.
No, I understand.
I've always said I feel like I have like an East Coast vibe now. I've been there for so long.
Right.
I've been here since
right.
I was 13.
Right.
So I feel like I have this East Coast vibe more than to me. My parents say to me all the time, like, you've changed a little bit. It's like I've been gone for
right.
9 months,
right.
you know?
Right.
So
right.
It's,
right.
I love
right.
New York. I love the vibe.
You changed for the good. East Coast is better, man.
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's Ireland.
Come on.
Come on.
Kidding
it's
me?
Not even debatable.
Not even close.
Man.
Tyler, thank you very much for coming on.
Yep.
And have a good spring training. We'll see you down the road.
Yes,
Tyler,
sir.
Really appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
Y'all.
Tyler Wade of the
yes,
New York Yankees. Got more coming up here from Yankee Spring Training.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.